May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before I start my sermon, I have to admit the one line that we prayed this morning in the college, it kind of rolls off our tongues and we try, but in a way this is easy, but in a way it's a very hard thing to do. Pour into our hearts. This is what we're asking God to do. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, and that's the hard part, and above all things, may obtain your promises. And then this is the fact that we kind of miss, or at least I do sometimes, which exceed all that we can desire. So it's how we learn to put God first and to listen to Him and not listen to ourselves. And that's not an easy thing to do, really. But anyway, the gospel today is absolutely beautiful because we have to remember that this is Maundy Thursday, that evening before he died, and Jesus is with his disciples and he's still teaching them and guiding them and being patient and loving and so self-sacrificing, just totally self-giving. And I know I've said this before, but can you imagine if we thought about it for us? If I knew, or if each of us knew that tomorrow we were going to die in a torturous way, would we be this loving? Would we be this patient and giving and teaching? And like forget about our own fears and our own anxiety, and then just focus on what God's will was for each of us at that time. And that's what Jesus did. He focused only on God's will. But his focus also was his love for all of them and all of us. And so we learn that God's love for us, just like Jesus, God's love for us, is to be shown in our love for Jesus and in our love for one another, everyone we meet. We also learn that obedience, living with Jesus, living in love, being faithful, are all one and the same. If we love Jesus, we are to be obedient. If we love Jesus, we are to be faithful. If we love Jesus and He's our Savior, we are to love one another. So if we say we love God, and we say that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and we believe in Him, what comes next is our obedience. We are to obey God. And then not only love one another, but be joyful. When people see us out and about, when people meet us, do we have smiles on our faces? Are we like Easter Day people? Are we Christmas Day people? And I mean that in the good sense, because that's an exciting time. That's a happy time. Are we joyful? Or are we just kind of like walking around with empty, blank faces? Do we let the Holy Spirit shine through us no matter what? These are questions we can ask ourselves. So obedience, love, and joy are to be signs of God's people, of Jesus' disciples. Signs of being His followers, our Lord. Signs of being His brothers and His sisters. So next, Jesus says a little bit further down, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That is an amazing thought. Think about it. How did Jesus love them? How does Jesus love us? The patience, the forgiveness, the guidance, the strength to meet each and every day. That's what we're to do for one another. Not negative, not destructive, but constructive and creative and joyful. And Jesus reminds them, and he reminds us again, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Think about that. And that's just not what he was going to do the next day. But that's what Jesus did each and every day. He laid down his life for us. We are to do that each and every day. Not live for ourselves alone, but to live for God, to live for Jesus, to live with the Holy Spirit, and to help everyone that we can each and every day. And then this is such a good verse as well. I do not call you servants anymore or any longer, because servants do not know what their master is doing, but I call you friends. Can you imagine that? Jesus is telling us that he's our friend. Jesus is telling us, here we are, he's our Savior. He's our Creator. He's our Redeemer. And he wants us to be friends. I don't know if this has ever happened, but can you imagine somebody that you really, really liked and admired and did a lot of things for you? You kind of want to be their friend, but maybe they didn't really want to be your friend. Well, both ways is an interesting thought, because when someone helps you, it's out of love. Not out of being superior, but out of love. And then the other person who receives is to love back. Not because they got something, but because they realize that they are loved and taken care of. So why did Jesus want to be our friend? Because he chose us. He has chosen each and every one of us. And it's up to us to choose to reciprocate. It's up to us to do his will, because Jesus never forces. And a slave, because Jesus says we're not slaves anymore, we're friends. A slave, if we think about that, has absolutely no choice in what they're going to do. They have to do it. Us, being Jesus' friends, his sisters, and his brothers, we have a choice. We can accept that gift, we can accept that relationship, we can accept that salvation, or not. It's up to us. And then last but not least, Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Bearing fruit that will last. If we think about it, of course we know it's action. We're to do things. We don't just come to church, have a sentimental prayer time, and then forget about it. What we come for is to pray, to worship, adore, and praise God for all he's done, but then be strengthened by that so that we can serve him and serve one another and have action. Do things every day for the Lord. Bear fruit that grows and grows and grows. It's like the pond effect or the trickle down effect. Let's say if you have a little pond and you throw a stone in, and what happens? The ripples go out. Well, it's our actions are the same way. If we're kind to people, then hopefully they'll be kind to others. So God's love, his forgiveness, the thought of obedience, the thought of joy just keeps trickling outward. So if you don't mind, let's pray together one more time the call. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for truth, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.